This is the European Debrief by Atlas News. Welcome to the European Debrief by Atlas News, where we take an in-depth look at the latest stories from the region and show you their broader context. Starting off, we delve into the ongoing discussions surrounding Europe's potential development of an independent military. This topic has gained significant traction in recent months, fueled by the war in Ukraine and former US President Donald Trump's comments regarding NATO. The war in Ukraine has exposed Europe's vulnerability in two key areas: energy dependence on Russia and reliance on the US for military defense. This vulnerability has been further amplified by concerns surrounding former President Trump's commitment to NATO, as evidenced by his statements questioning the alliance's relevance if member states don't fulfill their financial obligations. European leaders, particularly those from France, Germany, and Poland, have expressed strong concerns about their current security situation. This has led to calls for increased military spending, ranging from individual national efforts to the development of a unified European military structure, potentially including its own nuclear deterrent. This push for greater military autonomy isn't entirely new. Several European countries, including Germany, Poland, and France, have already been bolstering their national defense capabilities in recent years. Former President Trump's comments simply served as a catalyst, further emphasizing the need for Europe to take charge of its own security. Leaders from Poland, France, and Germany have revived discussions surrounding the Weimar Triangle, a regional cooperation initiative aimed at strengthening collaboration between these nations. This renewed focus on regional cooperation signifies a collective effort to address shared security concerns. The current US administration under President Biden has reaffirmed its commitment to NATO and its European allies. President Biden has urged Congress to approve an aid package for Ukraine and emphasized the sacred commitment the US holds towards the NATO alliance. With the US presidential election approaching, it remains unclear how the ongoing debate around NATO and European military independence will impact the political landscape. Regardless of the outcome, Europe's security considerations are undergoing a significant shift, driven by the war in Ukraine and evolving global alliances. Now we'll delve into the recent escalation of tensions between Armenia and Azerbaijan, focusing on Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan's accusations against Azerbaijan and the potential for a wider conflict. The situation centers around a deadly incident on February 13th, where four Armenian soldiers were killed in a clash with Azerbaijani forces. Both sides blame each other for initiating the hostilities. Armenia denies any wrongdoing and accuses Azerbaijan of fabricating pretexts for further aggression. Pashinyan expressed deep concern over Azerbaijan's intentions, suggesting they aim to exploit the situation and potentially escalate towards a full-scale war against Armenia. He highlighted Azerbaijan's ongoing occupation of Armenian territory and their refusal to engage in constructive border demarcation processes. A key point of contention lies in the demarcation of the Armenia-Azerbaijan border. Armenia seeks to establish the border based on the 1991 Alma-Ata Declaration, while Azerbaijan reportedly seeks to incorporate occupied Armenian territories within its borders. Pashinyan accuses Azerbaijan of obstructing demarcation efforts, potentially to create justifications for future military actions. Pashinyan further raised concerns about recent escalations in Azerbaijani rhetoric. He pointed to territorial claims made by Azerbaijan, including the disputed Zangezur Corridor and even Yerevan, the Armenian capital. These developments, according to Pashinyan, historically precede Azerbaijani military operations, raising fears of renewed conflict. The current situation remains tense and unpredictable. The international community is urging both sides to exercise restraint and engage in peaceful dialogue. While the potential for a full-scale war cannot be entirely discounted, continued diplomatic efforts and international pressure are crucial to de-escalate tensions and prevent further violence. The recent clashes and rising tensions between Armenia and Azerbaijan pose a significant threat to regional stability. Addressing the underlying territorial disputes and fostering constructive dialogue are essential to prevent further escalation and ensure lasting peace in the region. Now, in a significant development of the ongoing war, Ukraine has successfully sunk a Russian landing ship, the Caesar Kunikov, using a drone swarm attack. This marks a major victory for Ukraine and highlights the evolving tactics employed in the conflict. Ukrainian intelligence released footage capturing the dramatic event. The video showcases multiple surface drones striking the starboard side of the vessel, leading to its eventual capsizing. The number of casualties remains unclear, with the ship typically carrying a crew of around 87, potentially more if transporting troops. Notably, the footage depicts crew members attempting to defend against the drones with small arms fire. This incident represents the third Rapucha-class landing ship lost by Russia since the war's inception. Previous such losses occurred in December and September, with another vessel sustaining significant damage in August. This repeated success against Russian naval assets through drone swarm attacks demonstrates Ukraine's evolving tactics and their effectiveness in challenging Russian dominance at sea. The sinking of the Caesar Kunikov carries several crucial implications. It serves as a morale booster for Ukrainian forces and showcases their growing capability to inflict significant damage on Russian military infrastructure. Additionally, it raises concerns for Russia's naval operations and their ability to effectively transport troops and supplies across the Black Sea. While this event undoubtedly represents a setback for Russia, the full impact and potential consequences remain to be seen. The international community will closely monitor the situation and its potential influence on the ongoing conflict. The successful drone attack against the Caesar Kunikov signifies a significant development in the war. It highlights Ukraine's evolving tactics and their growing ability to challenge Russian military dominance. As the conflict continues to unfold, the international community remains watchful of further developments and their potential impact on the regional and global landscape. Next, we focus on the recent flare-up of violence on the border between Armenia and Azerbaijan, raising concerns about the fragile peace process in the region. On February 13th, Armenia reported four of its soldiers killed and one wounded in clashes with Azerbaijani forces near Nurkinhand in the Sunik province. Azerbaijan has yet to acknowledge any casualties on their side. This incident marks the first significant border violence in several months. Armenia claims the clashes began with unprovoked Azerbaijani gunfire, while Azerbaijan accuses Armenian troops of initiating the hostilities on February 12th. Both sides have denied the other's accusations, further escalating tensions. These renewed clashes pose a significant setback to the already sluggish peace negotiations between Armenia and Azerbaijan. Peace efforts, mediated by various international entities, have faced numerous obstacles and shown minimal progress in recent years. The recent violence risks jeopardizing the fragile peace process and potentially leading to further escalation. This could have significant regional and international repercussions, potentially destabilizing the Caucasus region and impacting broader geopolitical dynamics. The international community has urged both sides to exercise restraint, engage in constructive dialogue, and de-escalate tensions. Continued diplomatic efforts and adherence to ceasefire agreements are crucial to prevent further violence and pave the way for a lasting peace solution. The renewed clashes on the Armenia-Azerbaijan border highlight the fragility of the region's security situation. Addressing the underlying causes of tensions, fostering constructive dialogue, and upholding ceasefire agreements are essential to prevent further escalation and achieve lasting peace in the region. Finally, Moldovan authorities reported the discovery of debris from a Russian Shahed drone near the town of Itulia, close to the Ukrainian border. This incident, while not causing any casualties or damage, raises concerns about potential spillover effects of the ongoing war in Ukraine. Moldovan border police issued a statement confirming the discovery and stated that the debris likely originated from a Ukrainian anti-aircraft system intercepting a drone targeting Ukrainian infrastructure near the border on February 9th and 10th. They emphasized that the incident posed no threat to nearby communities and that necessary measures were taken to maintain order and safety. This event marks the latest instance of Russian drones or debris crossing into neighboring countries during attacks on Ukrainian infrastructure along the Danube River. Similar incidents occurred in Romania in September and December 2023, raising concerns about unintentional consequences of the war. Moldovan Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Mihai Popsoi condemned Russia's actions, highlighting the impact on Moldova and stressing the need for accountability. While not a direct attack on Moldova, the incident underscores the potential for the war in Ukraine to have unintended consequences for neighboring countries. It also raises questions about accountability for such occurrences, and potential measures to prevent future incidents. The discovery of Russian drone debris in Moldova serves as a stark reminder of the wider ramifications of the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. Continued international cooperation and efforts to de-escalate the situation are crucial to mitigate such risks and ensure regional stability. This has been the European Debrief by Atlas News. We thank you for listening.